You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
And then who else married a prince?
I'm picturing them sitting next to each other being like, add collaborator.
Like, okay, accept now. Like, click accept, Travis.
Like, I was in like a crop top tank top, basically.
Why? You're on a work trip.
I desperately tried to find a one night stand.
42 Wallaby Way, Sydney. Are you comfortable?
I think so.
Are you sure?
It just feels not normal.
Maybe like put a pillow behind you.
I think I am comfortable.
Are you comfortable? Yeah, okay, okay.
I'm comfy cozy.
Adam's on the couch right now and it's like really strange.
Guys, this is the first time I've ever been on the couch.
Adam always sits on the floor.
I was just saying to Katie, I was like, I'm staring directly into your eyes. Like, it's kind of weird.
I know. Colby and I are always like up on our same level and then you're just like down there in Peasantville.
Peasantville? Jesus. The floor is nice.
Sorry, I'm feeling feisty. Yeah, you sit on like a cute little pillow down there.
I sit on my cute little pillow, but I feel like also it's different because normally I'm kind of like jetting my eyes back and forth to both of you.
Yeah, you're kind of like an interviewer. You're kind of like Andy Cohen.
That is such a compliment. Do you remember my days when he would invite me to watch What Happens Live?
You went to his show, right?
Did we? Even know if the podcast heard this lore.
No, tell them.
Well, I used to be obsessed with, I mean, I still am. I love a housewife. I love a housewife show. And so back in the day, I used to be like, damn, I would really like to go and watch What Happens Live. And I was like, what if I just DM Andy Cohen and we'll see what he does. And so I DM Andy Cohen. He DM'd me back literally within 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then I heard from some gays around the block that he like tends to like boys that look like me. And so he basically was like, yep, like, here's, I'm going to loop you in with my whoever person, like the person who manages the seats at the show.
Yeah.
And got looped in with the people who manage the seats. I think I brought Colby. I think she was my plus one.
Yeah.
To the thing. Cause he was like, you can bring a plus one. I go and he put me like front and center. And I was like, I wonder if he likes me, but then he never made a move on me. So I was like, nope, I'm just worthless. But
maybe Andy's the type that wants to be, what's the word? Pursued.
I don't think he is.
No?
I think he pursues.
He's the pursuer.
I think Andy's like a dom top daddy. Like,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Whoa. Andy.
Andy is getting after it, let me tell you.
Doesn't he have a child?
He is with child, yes.
He's with child?
Ben is his name.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I knew this already.
I actually think that when we were at the show, he gave kind of like an opportunity for people to ask questions, and he let me ask a question first. But I was panicked because I was like, oh my God, what am I supposed to ask you? And I literally said that to him. I was like, wait, so like, what are we supposed to ask you? Mind you, there's like a full studio audience behind me. And I'm like, wait, so what am I supposed to ask you? And he was like, I mean, anything. Like, he was clearly like about to pass over me and be like, you're worthless. Like, give me a question or give me death, basically.
Yeah.
And I ended up saying, I don't know where I came up with this. But I was like, if Ben had a tagline, what would it be on The Housewives? And he was like, pass.
That's a good question.
It was a good question, objectively. But like, I think he wanted like a, what's your favorite restaurant in the West Village? What do you like to do on Sundays?
Oh, okay. Snore.
Yeah, exactly.
Snore. Boring stuff. What you should have done is you should have asked him on a date.
I should have. That would have been like, kind of iconic.
Where are you taking us on our first date?
Ooh.
That would have been really good.
Spicy, Kathy.
I feel like he would have liked that, too.
I think he would have, too. Or maybe I would have been kicked out of the studio audience.
Yeah. Or maybe he'd be like, do I have a stalker?
Perhaps. But then they did this weird thing where apparently, like, you're only allowed to go to Watch What Happens Live once. And so I was like, okay, I guess, like, he... So then I realized...
You've hit your quota.
I hit my quota.
You can't go back.
But Colby got to go twice. I was so sad.
Clearly, it's not a rule.
Well, Colby got to go twice because basically I took her as plus one. Mm-hmm. And then I introduced her to the person who does the studio seating.
Mm-hmm.
And then she like didn't realize, because like you don't have to put like a name plus one, I guess. Or maybe I did. No, you do. You're right.
Lack security in
But I guess because I was the primary and she was the secondary, like maybe it just didn't. I'm speaking in like, what's that show? Below Deck. Don't they call it primaries and secondaries?
Oh my God, you're asking the wrong gal.
I don't actually watch Below Deck for context, but I'm pretty sure that sounds correct.
Okay, probably.
Anyways, I was first mate. She was second mate.
Okay.
She was crew. She was cabin.
Wow, so you get one shot.
You get one shot at Andy Cohen, and I missed my shot.
Hottest club in town.
I still have not had sex with Andy Cohen.
Well, you got time.
Do I?
I feel like he's unattached at the moment, maybe.
I think he's forever unattached. Like, I don't think I've ever seen him or heard of him being with a boyfriend. Right? Like, I've never seen it. Like, he's only with child. He might have a second now. I don't know. You're the wrong person to ask.
A surrogate. I don't know. I've never been into the Housewives franchise. I really, like, want to be, because I feel like that would be something great to just put on during the day.
Yeah.
It's
gone downhill in recent years. Like, New York is just not the same. Okay, we used to be blessed. Have you ever heard of Ramona Singer?
I have heard of Ramona Singer.
Okay, you're hip to Ramona Singer.
I couldn't like pick her out in a police lineup.
Well, that's crazy because she literally looks like a deer in the headlights who's about to get hit by a car. Like, but about to get hit by like a plane.
I know her. I know Luann.
Okay, important.
Bethany Frankel, obviously, because she's like a huge TikToker now. So correct. I see her on TikTok. And I think that's it, because the next person,
like Sonia Morgan.
Nope, don't know her. I was gonna say like Chrishell, but I'm pretty sure she's not a housewife. She's on like Selling Sunset.
Yeah. Good try. Not a housewife. On to the next one. I think you would really like houses in New York for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I just feel like you would enjoy it. Like, it's about like high powered women in New York City. I mean, it's not as high powered anymore.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they did try to make it kind of like a high-powered series in recent years. But I think it got canceled.
I think they're trying to redo the cast, I read.
Again?
Yeah, or something like that.
They've already redone it twice.
Like, they're skipping the next season or whatever the heck, the next cycle, but then they're going to, like, try to recruit new people again.
Okay.
Or something.
Wow, so all the recent girls got fired.
How hard can it be, though, it's hard to find people that will be catty and messy on TV, but like it's really not hard to find like high-powered housewives in New York. There's so correct. Many of them.
I think the issue is that when they first started the Housewives in New York, this is my theory, is that a couple of those girls already were friends, and like the TV of it all wasn't so done up. Like it wasn't like hair and makeup and like outfits to the nines. It was like, we know we're on TV, but there's no precedent set, and also there was no precedent set on like what was happening on the show. And so a lot of it was just like filming their normal day-to-day lives. And the fact that like Luann was making out with some random dude at the St. Regis Hotel, and it just happened to be the same dude that Ramona liked. And so it was more so, it was kind of like the Jersey Shore.
It wasn't like manufactured. It was just
exactly
what was actually, I really think that social media has ruined reality TV.
I agree, because now people are too worried about getting canceled.
Worried about being canceled. There's just like way too much discourse. About the thing is, I mean, granted, like social media has been around for a minute now, but before it was like as accessible, as well, like highly used as it is today, you would watch a TV show and like talk about it with your friends, you know, and you'd like gossip about it with your friends, but you wouldn't really, or maybe to like the tabloids,
right?
You'd end up like telling like Page Six how you feel about an episode, but only if you're a somebody, you know, or if you have tea or something. But otherwise, there wasn't like so much meme culture. Like you do one questionable thing on TV, and then it's a meme that will haunt you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's tough.
Like the sticking power of social media, of reality TV on social media is so like overwhelming. Like I feel that with like Summer House too. It's great, like Love Island. Like, I didn't even watch this season all the way through. Like, I watched, like, the first three episodes, but I knew constantly what was going on.
Because of social media.
And I, like, was hearing people's opinions, like, oh, I hate that girl, Hoda. Hate her. And then all of a sudden, everyone loved her. And now people are, like, it's a roller coaster.
Yeah, yeah. I get that.
Of social discourse surrounding reality TV. Like, must be so scary being someone on reality TV.
I completely agree.
Because you can't even really blame it on the producers anymore. Like, I guess you can to a certain extent, but people, like, don't give a fuck about that. They don't want, like, viewers do not want to believe that producers are, like, pushing people to do things on TV. They're like, no, you did that. Like, you are a shady bitch.
I know, but now it's like everybody, it's so obvious that it's such an act, you know?
Yeah.
Like, at least in, like, The Housewives, like, everything is so orchestrated in most of them. I would say, like, The Housewives in New Jersey, for example, like, that's, like, good TV because you have, like, cousins on there who have really complicated family dynamics.
Is that Teresa?
Teresa Giudice flipping the table.
I think it was Giudice.
You might be right.
I think it's Teresa Giudice.
It might be Giudice.
How do I know that?
I'm not a loyal fan. I mean, I will say I was never that into Jersey. I was into it when they were, like, flipping tables. Yeah. And, like, fighting, because it was like the Jersey Shore, basically. It was like good TV. Mm-hmm. But my favorites were always Beverly Hills and New York, because, like, New York was so good. Like, Sonia Morgan was such a horny little hoe, like, running around the Upper East Side, and I was like, that's what I want to be someday, you know? Like, she is my ideal 60-year-old.
Is she 60 years old?
I actually think she's like 70.
Oh my god,
she might be 80, truthfully. Like, she has aged gracefully. Looks Wait, amazing.
So are all the ladies on the show, like, in their 60s, 50s, 60s?
Definitely 60s. I mean,
how old is Bethany?
I don't know, let's look. I mean, Bethany's obviously my favorite. I'm obsessed with her.
Bethany is, she's such a, like, a fast talker. Like, she, and I mean that literally, like, she speaks.
Okay, Bethany's so, 54.
Okay, so she's like our parents' age. Or actually, my parents are a little older than that, I think.
She is definitely, I think she's the youngest of the bunch, because I think Sonia Morgan, and I can't believe you don't know Sonia Morgan. Like, Sonia Morgan's lore is just so good.
Is she blonde?
She's blonde. I mean, most of those ladies were blonde. You would also really like Carol Radswell, I think.
Carol Radswell, I know that last name.
Okay. Like, if I were you and I needed something to entertain me, I would go watch the old seasons of The Real Houses in New York. Okay. Like, it's just TV gold. And also, like, the storylines are so cool. And I feel like you would latch onto one of the storylines and be like, oh, this is something that's cool for, like, my history content.
I low-key feel like The Gilded Age, which is, like, my favorite show.
So I've watched The Gilded Age, so I know what you're talking about.
I feel like The Gilded Age is, like, a Gilded Age version of
100%
The Housewives of New York.
100%. But, like, I feel like there's so many random, like, historical storylines on this. So, for example, Sonia Morgan was married to, I think, like, the heir of J.P. Morgan, basically. But he was, like, an 80-year-old.
Wait, are you kidding? That's the Morgan.
Yeah, that's the Morgan name. The Morgan lettuce.
Okay, so it's literally Gilded Age.
Yeah, basically Gilded Age, exactly. And so she was a waitress in a restaurant, and then she met this guy who was, like, the heir of J.P. Morgan, basically, but he was, like, 75 years old. And so she got married to a 75-year-old.
Mm.
They lived in this stunning townhouse in the Upper East Side. They had, like, yachts, planes, like, she had this, like, whole crazy life. And so her lore is really interesting, I feel like. And, like, that family, just because of, like, the dynamic of the Morgan family, you know? And you can do some research on, like, the Morgan letters. Like, that would be something cool for you to focus on in your history content.
Okay.
The Morgan letters would be cool for you. But then also, like, Carol Radswell was married to a prince. I think it was a prince. She met him when she was at ABC, or one of these. I could be botching everything. So if somebody's a Housewife fan and knows this, like, in and out, I might be botching. But she basically married this guy who was a prince, who worked at ABC with her as a news reporter.
Mm.
And so, like, his family dynamic is, I'm sure, super interesting.
Okay.
And then who else married a prince? Oh, Luanne de Lesseps. Countess Luanne.
Is she a real countess?
Yeah, she's a real countess. I mean, I think that you lose the title when you divorce. But, I mean, she's not acknowledging that, because she is milking the countess.
Wow, I thought the like, Countess Luanne thing was, like, a joke. Like, I didn't realize that was real.
No, she really was a countess. She married a count. Oh my God. And then Dorinda Medley.
Don't know her.
Oh, you would love Dorinda. She's a crazy alcoholic, and she's hilarious. But she also married a prince. They were married to, like, these princes in New York, and they all had, like, random overlap with, like, the Kennedys and people in the White House. But they're all these, like, blonde bitches who live on the Upper East Side and just run around and get drunk and make out with men at the St. Regis. Like, it's amazing.
So are they all retired now? Is that why the current season, like, people didn't like it? Because they're not in it?
Correct. Because they were just TV gold.
Why, like, are they not in it anymore? They're like,
I'm they're done. Like 60-year-olds that run around the Upper East Side and get trashed.
Okay, so they're done getting trashed.
And no, they're like real life Sex in the City, basically.
But why did they quit?
And they're all besties with Candace Bushnell. So Countess Luanne, best friends with Candace Bushnell. So was Dorinda.
Oh my God. I wonder if any of them inspired the Sex and the City characters.
I would not. I think they did. I think Luann is inspired, like a Sex and the City character.
Samantha?
Not Samantha. She's like a ancillary character. Like, okay. I don't think a main. We can do some research on this after the podcast.
I'm going to have to do some Googling.
I'm like way deep in a hole.
Yeah, are the people, are you guys into this? Like, do you care about the Housewives?
They're like, shut the fuck up with the pop culture and give us some updates or something.
No, honestly, probably, they probably feel that way because the last two episodes have been very pop culture heavy.
No, not going to lie. I listened. I learned a lot about Taylor Swift.
We needed you to like rein us in because
I had to produce.
I mean, and I have to say, I would be remiss if I didn't, is that the saying?
Remiss,
would,
yeah.
I would be remiss. Yep. If I didn't mention that Taylor is now engaged, and I won't, you guys, you don't have to worry. I will not harp too much on this. I just want to say I'm happy for our girl.
I'm happy for our girl.
It looked very cash, like very cash.
Wait, really? It was in like a fairy tale garden with millions of bouquets of flowers.
I read that it was Travis's backyard.
That's Travis's back.
I mean, come on. They're okay. Like millionaires. She's a billionaire, but
those flowers had to have cost $1 million.
Oddly, I feel like they didn't. Like,
you don't think so?
I don't know. I mean, it was definitely like a gorgeous, extravagant proposal, but for like a person like Taylor Swift, I feel like that was very chill. Like they were like on their way to dinner and he was like, let's have a glass of wine in the backyard. I was reading, like, that's what essentially happened. And then he was like, surprise, I have a... honestly, antique cushion cut diamond here with your name on it.
This truly is stunning though.
Yeah, like, but like it's giving backyard vibes because it I
this
believe,
is giving me like today was a fairy tale.
Oh my God, it actually so is,
right? Also, I mean, her ring is stunning. Like, that's a dream ring. Honestly,
she's wearing a Ralph Lauren dress.
Is she?
That sold out immediately. Like, I was gonna buy it because it's like so something I would wear. Sold out. I bet people are like listing it on Poshmark for
$8,000. She's also wearing a really pretty Cartier watch.
Yep. I saw that, but people are saying that it maybe like could have happened the day of or like before or after they did that podcast because someone zoomed in and it's like, you can see the indents of the podcast headphones in her hair.
Oh my God. That's so
funny. In the
photo.
I'm like, okay guys, that's like a reach.
Yeah. That's a little bit too much lore.
No, it's a little too much. I mean, we knew this was going to happen. Like, I knew in my bones this was going to happen.
Wait, so what do you think? Do you think this happened like in the moment and she posted it in the moment?
Or no. She's posted it like 2 weeks late.
Oh, 2 weeks late. Okay.
And people were like, why did she wait until like Tuesday at 1 p.m.? Someone pointed out in my DMs that 1 p.m. is 13 o'clock in military time, which 13 is her favorite number. So that makes sense. And the 26th of August, that's 13 plus 13 equals 26.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's just 2 13s.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so you think he just like proposed?
Well, maybe Taylor is one of the 13s and Travis is the other 13.
Oh, okay.
Isn't it crazy that they did a collab post? Like, I just find that so funny. Like, because to do a collab post on Instagram, like, it's oddly like very like business formal. Like,
yeah.
Because you create the post, like someone creates it. So like, I'm assuming she created the post.
And then you click add as a collaborator.
Add collaborator. And then the other person has to like accept it. Like,
do you think their assistants like had a whole...
No, I'm like, did they do it? Like, do they know how?
I'm picturing them sitting next to each other being like, add collaborator.
Like, okay, accept now. Like, click accept, Travis, with your big thumbs.
Taylor's like, come on, Trav. Like, please accept.
Travy, I felt like my childhood friend got engaged. That's how
I'm sure
I feel.
You did. I didn't see it until last night, and I immediately was like, Katie Blotti, check your pulse.
I just so happened to be on Instagram at 1 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I saw it like immediately.
Yeah, you clocked that.
I posted it on my story, and so many people DM'd me, and they're like, this is how I found out. Like,
that's so funny. And then I immediately went. I didn't even care about anything in the post except for the ring. I was scrolling through. I was like, getting a ring close-up.
She gave us a whole close-up, pretty much.
She did. And then I saw the thing that you reposted, the Stephanie Gottlieb.
Yeah.
Was it Stephanie Gottlieb?
Yeah, Stephanie Gottlieb did like a full deep dive. I followed her for a minute. Like, she's a
I've always local, followed Stephanie, yeah.
Local jeweler.
She's cool. Family girl.
Very knowledgeable. I like Stephanie.
I honestly thought that she did the ranks. I thought that's why she did the
No,
post.
But Vogue, I believe it was Vogue, put out the details of who designed the ring.
Oh, who
and
was
I'm
it?
Like, how did they figure that out? It was like some...
Randomly,
like,
doesn't
female-founded jeweler.
Yeah. Okay, I need to look at the Vogue situation for it.
Anyway, more stuff will come out about this, I'm sure. Bless you.
Sorry.
Did that feel good?
No. You know how I sneeze, right? Like, I always sneeze kind of like inwards into my head. And people are always like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you're going to blow your brains out. And I'm like, that's just how I sneeze.
Why do you do that? Do you feel like you're like holding it in?
It kind of sounds like I'm holding it in. I don't want to like spray, you know? Like, that's gross to me.
But you're allowed.
But that's nasty.
When you're home alone, do you spray?
No. Huh. I always sneeze like that. Guys, like, if you see me in public and like catch a sneeze, like, you would be mortified. Like, people who see me sneeze in public are like, what just happened?
It does kind of look like you're swallowing it.
Yeah, I sneeze like into my head.
Okay, well.
Like, I don't sneeze out. I sneeze backwards. So, I don't know.
You know who has a weird day? Jack sneezes every time he eats chocolate.
What?
And it's a thing. Like, and I was like, no, it's not.
That's so weird.
I looked into it. It is such a thing.
Huh.
So I'm sure there's some listeners out there who also sneeze when they have chocolate.
Interesting.
But I feel like we should do the intro.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's about that time. Also, obviously, Colby's not here. If you haven't, she's not just sitting.
We're just like trading match made.
In the corner. Colby is in California right now on a work trip.
I'm so jealous.
Adam's back from his 2-week hiatus.
Guys, I'm sorry. I missed you.
I feel like we should do the intro, aka you do the intro, and then you update us on where in the world.
We need to give some people some updates.
Where in the world you've been, who in the world you've kissed.
Who have I kissed? That's a really good question. I'll need to think about that while I'm doing the intro. But welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, normally Colby, and Adam. Mm-hmm. I would say girls, how are we doing? But we're girl. Singular. Katie, how we doing?
Yeah, just me. I'm good.
You're good?
I'm great.
You're
I can't
alive?
Wait to I'm sat. I want to hear
you're sat
all about your adventures and also about how you're feeling about the move. You have a lot going on.
Guys, too much. Like, there's too much going on. But
by the time listeners are hearing this, you're literally about to move.
Correct. Correct. My life has been chaos the past month, guys. Also, like, did you miss me or what? Like,
I've missed you.
Yeah?
I gave you a big hug when you walked in the door.
You did. It was cute.
I've missed you.
I saw Katie and I was like, oh, I really missed you.
I missed you.
But time kind of flew. I mean, to recap what I've been doing in the past 2 weeks. Like, I travel for work a lot now. And so 2 weeks ago, I was in D.C.
Yeah.
Literally right from the Hamptons. So I was with the girls in the Hamptons. Yeah. We had a beautiful, big, beautiful weekend. So much fun. I literally flew directly from the Hamptons to D.C., was in D.C. for work for a week, and then came back to the city for one night where I was a menace to society. I literally went out that night until 4 a.m. One night special in New York. I was like, I'm going to make it worth it.
One night only.
I was like, I'm going to make it count. Literally was in the city for one night, went out until 4 a.m. like a sicko, and then flew to Australia the next day.
Crazy.
For a week. And then I got back on last Friday. Now we are on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday? Wednesday? What day
it's
is
Wednesday
it?
Today as we're recording this.
It's Wednesday today. And then literally on Friday, I fly to Maryland for a wedding. Life of a showgirl.
That life of a showgirl, Adam Harrison.
But guys, I've missed the pod. I've missed the city.
How is Australia? Can you tell us about that?
So first of all, it takes 24 hours to get there.
Yeah.
Is anybody aware of that? Like, I don't think I fully conceptualize.
We're aware.
Okay. Everybody's aware except for me.
It's literally like a different season there.
No, guys, let me ask
you. How did you feel about the weather? Sorry, I'm asking so many questions. I'll shut up.
That's right. Katie's just rapid firing
questions. Sorry, I'll shut up.
I'm like about to answer the first one, and then Katie like asked me four more.
Sorry, okay, I'm zipping
it. So let me just like start from the top. I don't think I fully conceptualize that it takes 24 hours to get to Australia. Mind you, when I got there, as you're mentioning, I didn't realize it was the dead of winter in Australia.
Yeah.
Did I pack for the dead of winter? I did not pack for the dead of winter. Mind you, I was in a suit the entire time, so it was kind of fine. But like, I didn't have like an overcoat, a jacket. It was 30 degrees outside.
Oh my
Fahrenheit.
God.
Also, I was telling everybody that though in Australia, I was like, they were like, where's your jacket? And I was like, I didn't realize it'd be 30 degrees. And they were like, it's nowhere close to 30 degrees because obviously they all think it's Celsius. And so 30 degrees Celsius is like 100 million degrees.
Yeah,
Fahrenheit.
That is true.
And I was like, guys, like, sorry, was not expecting this. And so I went to Melbourne.
So is it Melbourne? Do you say the R?
No, you're supposed to say Melbourne.
Melbourne.
But I think they say Melbourne because of their accent. Like, Melbourne. It's spelled Melbourne.
Down under.
It's spelled like a U.S. state. Like, it's spelled like Minnesota. It's like Melbourne.
Melbourne.
You know? Like, it's spelled like a Midwest city.
Okay.
Or like a Southeast, you know?
So like, did you go there? Were you in?
Yeah. So I flew directly to Melbourne.
Melbourne.
And the literally 23 hours or 24 hours of flight time. Also, for the people's context, I am prescribed some pretty heavy sleeping pills because my brain is moving at a million miles per hour at all any given time.
And you need like a tranquilizer to put you down.
No, basically, like, I'm prescribed a horse tranquilizer to fall asleep at night because I'm literally so active in the brain. Okay. So I'm prescribed Ambien. And so like Ambien obviously is a crazy, crazy sleeping pill, but I've been prescribed it since I was in college. But like, you don't want to take a full Ambien. Like, you wake up so groggy and disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, imagine taking like 5 melatonin. Like, that's like what it takes to put me to sleep.
I can't even like take 5 like, melatonin. I take 1 melatonin and I'm already worried I'm going to feel like groggy.
Yeah, yeah. No, like Ambien is basically like 5 to 10 melatonin. And like, just picture that is the type of horse tranquilizer that it takes to put this kid to sleep. Okay.
So did you sleep on this flight? I thought you said you didn't sleep.
Literally, I took a nibble of an Ambien because I was like, I am so wide awake. Like, there's no way I'm falling asleep. You
needed some help. Yeah.
Took a little nibble of my Ambien that I'm prescribed, so everybody knows. And I think I knocked out for like 2 hours. And then I woke up and I was like, all right, I guess this is it. And then worked the rest of the flight.
Okay, so a little cat nap.
So mind you, it went by pretty quick.
So what would have happened if you took a full Ambien? You would have probably slept for longer than 2 hours?
Perhaps, but I would have felt horrible.
Okay.
Like, if you just take a little nibble, like just a cute little nibble of an Ambien,
yeah,
you know, just put you to sleep for a little bit.
Okay.
You know? And also, like, Ambien actually doesn't even put you to sleep. It just keeps you asleep because that's actually normally my issue. Like, my issue isn't necessarily falling asleep. It's that I wake up like 100 times throughout the night.
Staying asleep.
Yeah. So anyways, we made it to Melbourne. I get off the plane. I'm like, why the hell is it 25 degrees Celsius? It was frigid, like freezing.
It sounds kind of nice, honestly.
I was in like a cutoff. Like, I was in, like, a crop top tank top, basically.
Why? You're on a work trip. Why are you wearing a tank top?
I was on a 24-hour plane. I know. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Today on the pod, we're talking a little bit about October 10th being World Mental Health Day. And this year, we're saying thank you, therapists. BetterHelp wants people to realize that the right therapist can change everything. And BetterHelp has 12-plus years of experience in matching people to the right therapist.
And I think BetterHelp is amazing because they do the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. You just fill out a short questionnaire that helps identify your needs and your preferences. And their 12-plus years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate mean they typically get it right on the first try. If you aren't happy with your match, you can switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recs. I just think BetterHelp is doing amazing things.
This World Mental Health Day, we're celebrating the therapists who've helped millions of people take a step forward. If you're ready to find the right therapist for you, BetterHelp can help you start the journey. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/matchmade. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/matchmade.
Check it out. Now that we're in the fall, cooler days calls for layers that last, and Quince is our go-to for quality essentials that feel cozy, look refined, and won't blow your budget. Katie, tell the people about what you found on Quince lately.
You guys, guess what I just got in yesterday? I am redecorating my bed for fall. I got this gorgeous duvet set that is in the shade Bordeaux, and it's going to add some amazing warmth to the bedroom. The quality is absolutely unreal. I can't wait to put it on my bed today. And I have to say also, I got king-sized pillow shams, which, if you don't know, even if you don't have a king-sized bed, king-sized pillows and shams make all the difference. I love how it supports my normal pillow and just creates this really comfortable experience when I'm sleeping. So highly recommend. And Quince just has amazing stuff for much less than you'd spend at other places.
A king-size pillow just makes it feel like you're sleeping in a hotel bed.
I couldn't agree more.
And because Quince partners directly with top-tier ethical factories and cuts out the middlemen, they deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands.
Find your fall staples at Quince. I'm so excited to dress for the fall. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard of Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, the supplement that helps women maintain optimal hormone levels, with over 50,000 glowing reviews from women worldwide and 98% saying that they would recommend it to friends and family. Now, you can take those results even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen protein, which I'm so excited to get my hands on. It helps restore gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance, and it helps to relieve occasional bloating, gas, reduce sugar cravings, and help you feel satisfied longer, amongst other things.
I think most of us have struggled with occasional digestive issues and brain fog, and that's why I can't wait to try the prebiotic collagen protein. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MATCHMADE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MATCHMADE for 15% off today.
Check it out.
And like my temperatures fluctuate, so I usually wear like this cute Abercrombie cutoff tank top. This is like my flight outfit. I wear like this cute Abercrombie cutoff tank top.
What's a cutoff tank top?
Oh, actually, no. I actually wore a crop t-shirt because I need airflow. And so
you wore a crop top on the plane?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, it's not like a traditional crop top where it's like.
You did not wear a crop. Like, yeah, describe it. So the shirt is just a little shorter than your normal
shirt. It's a cropped. Yeah, yeah. So like if I lifted my arms, would my stomach be out? 100%.
Okay, got it.
Okay.
I'm following now. I was picturing like.
But like resting, like arms at side.
You're fine.
Fine. At waistband.
Okay, got it.
You know? I don't even know where I was going with this. Oh, then I get off the plane. I'm in my crop t-shirt and I'm frigid. I was like, what the hell is it so cold for? So anyways, got to explore Melbourne. This is the only day I even got to do anything, basically, was in Melbourne.
Did you eat Vegemite?
I did eat Vegemite.
Because that's like their thing over there.
Yeah, yeah. So one of my days where I was at one of my clients, they were like, they ordered Vegemite. And I was like, that is so weird.
Like, do people like actually eat Vegemite, or is it like...
No, people actually eat Vegemite. Like if you go to a bakery, like we went to this bakery called Loon. So I think Loon is this like very popular bakery there. And I feel like somebody on the pod is going to be like, Adam, that's so touristy of you to go to Loon. Like, I don't know if that's like a tourist trap, but I think that there were locals there too. It's just
you
like,
you are a tourist though. So it's okay.
I like to pretend like I'm a local though. Yeah, especially but like, when I'm on these work trips, I'm like, I'm going to the office and like, I don't take public transport, but cause I didn't know enough.
You didn't know where you're going. I would. You would, but you would just get lost.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The thing is, as I've gotten older, I've gotten super comfortable with being touristy. Like, honestly, how much of my trips have been consumed by like worrying people are going to look at me and think, oh, she's such a tourist.
Yeah,
like embrace being a tourist. There's a reason why people go to certain places. Being a tourist
is cool.
Like when you come to New York City, it's okay to like go to touristy things. Like if you're coming at Christmas time, you should see the Rockefeller Christmas tree. It's gorgeous.
100%.
It's worth the hype.
Like, I completely agree. I don't shit on tourists at all. Like when I'm in a new city, obviously I'm going to go like see the Eiffel Tower, you know, yeah, when I'm in Paris.
Like, honestly, like, yeah, I'm over it. I saw this TikTok where this girl was like, do you think people are going to know I'm American based on what I'm wearing? Like, I don't know where she was visiting.
Mm.
And the comments were like, yeah, girl, we know you're American. Like something like that. And I'm like, why does it matter? I guess people do kind of treat Americans not so great in certain places.
People hate Americans.
But I kind of understand.
I actually think people in Australia like Americans, though.
They like us? Okay.
Yeah, I think they like Americans. But it's kind of crazy because like it is kind of like... It actually, the reason it's so like LA, all the people are like LA there too. First of all, everyone's hot. All they do is work out.
And the accents are amazing.
The accents are hot. I literally want to move. I'm not even kidding. I will say, so I spent 2 days in Melbourne and then I went to Sydney, flew to Sydney. And I stayed in this area called Martin Place, which is, I think, where all the businesses are. Australia also, like, if you look at a map of Sydney, it looks like it's the most spread out city ever. But it's actually kind of like exactly like New York, just like more circular in terms of the spread outness, if that makes sense.
What do you mean by spread out?
So like, if you look on a map, it like looks like everything is far as hell away. But like when you put it in your maps on like how long does it take to walk from here to here, it's like 5 minutes.
Mm.
Like there are a ton of neighborhoods and like the map looks like it's kind of like a spread out city, but it's like kind of like Austin, Texas.
It's walkable.
I'm comparing Australia to like so many different places. But like in Austin, Texas, I feel like it's like, I've never been for context. But like
you've never been to Austin and you're describing...
But like, I know what Austin looks like on a map because that guy I used to date ended up moving to Austin, and then I would like literally stalk him on a map. So I know exactly what Austin looks like to a T.
My mouth is wide open. The fact that you've never been to Austin, Texas. Can we back up? Adam has never been to Austin, Texas, but he's saying that Sydney, Australia looks exactly like Austin, Texas on the map. The only context he has for this is the fact that he zoomed in so far on Find My Friends that you've memorized the grid layout of Austin. That
was
when
I was down bad. I was like, I sent him donuts. I was like,
I'm so glad you're over that phase.
Bad phase. Bad phase. I'm so glad that you've. That was a tough one.
You've exited
that. There's not a lot of recovery from that, but I'm glad that we recovered.
Okay, so geographically, you enjoyed Sydney.
The people are going to be like, well, is Adam cracked out this morning? Like, why is he all over the place? Well, you're just
really hyperfixating on very specific details that, like, the ambient of it all.
I don't know where I'm going. Anyways,
the walkability.
In the offices, you could always see the Sydney Opera House.
Oh, how was that?
Honestly, really pretty from afar.
Oh, my God. It's giving Finding Nemo.
Aw.
Wallaby Way, Sydney.
Wallaby Way, Sydney. You're so right.
P. Sherman.
I totally forgot
about
that.
Wait. Let me see if I remember it. P. Sherman, 42.
I don't remember.
P. Sherman. I think that's a person.
42 Wallaby Way, Sydney. 42
Wallaby. Yes. 42 Wallaby Way, Sydney.
I think that is it.
Oh, my God.
Could be wrong. Good job, Katie. Proud of you.
Wow.
Sydney Opera House visible from like pretty much everywhere in this place that I was saying, Martin Place. I went to Barry's. I got to experience the local culture.
How was it?
It broke my hamstring.
No way.
I've literally been limping for a week. I can't run anymore. I hate to say that Sydney fucked me over like this, but I did break my hamstring in the Sydney, Australia.
Wow.
In the Sydney Berries. Tough. Can't come back from that. I was like, thanks for the parting gift, guys. My hamstring literally feels like it's about to burst out of my leg.
No.
But I saw the Sydney Opera House, so that was good. And then I was telling my clients, I was like, I need to see Bondi Beach. Like, I'm going to Uber there. They were like, it's torrentially downpouring.
And it's winter.
And I was like, no, I need to see Bondi Beach. I literally am not even kidding. Like, my schedule was so packed while I was there with work stuff. Between, like, meetings and, like, dinners and whatever it was. I had maybe a 45-minute free block the entire week that I was there to be able to see something. And
that's
I was like,
a bummer.
Such a bummer. But I was like, guys, I'm going to Uber to Bondi Beach. They were like, it's torrentially downpouring. It's 30 degrees. I mean, obviously, they said whatever the equivalent was in Celsius, like negative 11 degrees.
Or like 3 degrees or something.
They're like negative 11. I'm like, I have no idea what that means, but okay. And they were like, it's just a beach. I was like, no, I need to see Bondi Beach. I'm going to Uber there. And they were like, just go to, like, it looks like how, like, have you been to a beach before? Like, it looks like a normal beach. I was like, but I need to dive in the pool. I need to see the salt pool. Caps. The pool, the big pool. You know the pool?
Okay, so I don't know. I clearly don't know what Bondi Beach is because thought I was picturing like Venice Beach, like the ocean.
Girl, does everybody on the podcast know the pool? I'm just going to look up the pool, Sydney. Like, people are just going to know what I'm talking about.
I know what the, like, a pool, like.
He's like, I know what a pool looks like.
I know what a pool looks like. I know what a beach looks like. Is it a pool that's on the beach?
You've definitely seen this. Come on.
Wait, I thought that was Lake Como. Oh my God. Yeah. No, I've had that photo. Like, it's a famous Slim Aarons photo. Is that Slim Aarons?
I actually don't know.
Well, Slim Aarons has a photo of this pool.
Like, come on. Like, this is stunning.
Okay. I literally made that the background for one of my Patreon wallpapers. That, like, not that exact photo, but like this pool. And I, like, crossed my heart, thought it was Lake Como. Oh my God.
While we're sitting here, I'm just showing Katie like a plethora of pictures of this pool.
So is that a public pool?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so Australia can figure their public pools out, but Central Park, it was open for like a couple weeks, and then like so many people went number two in the pool, but they had to close it. They closed it because we can't have nice things. Public pools in New York, like how the hell are we gonna do that?
I have no idea.
Disaster from the start. Disaster.
Remember, they made plans to put a pool in the Hudson River or the East River. They had plans to put a pool in between Brooklyn and Manhattan.
Can you
in like
Google
the middle
it?
Of the East River.
Because I'm pretty sure I saw them working on that.
It's the ugliest thing ever.
Oh God.
Like, why is it a plus sign?
You guys need to look up photos of this. It looks like an X.
Just look up floating pool in the East River. It's literally like an X/plus sign.
X marks the spot.
Also, like, what happens if you see there's one singular path that leads to that pool? Like, what happens if you get stuck there?
I mean, Adam, it's really not that far out. A boat will come and get you.
A boat's gonna come get you at the plus size Lonely Island plus pool size, in the middle of the East River.
Plus sign.
I mean, it objectively looks like kind of pretty in this situation. I mean, not pretty. Like, I wish they made it a different shape.
It's really chic, but like, how are, again, they're going to have to close. Someone's going to go number two in there.
I mean, there's already the kids, enough number two in the East River. So that's true. This just looks so out of place.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It looks kind of cool.
I wish that people could see like what I'm showing Katie, but like I'm showing her the ugliest thing you've ever seen in your entire life. Like,
I don't know. I think it's kind of cool, but
but Katie, like let's spend our tax dollars elsewhere, right? Like let's make the,
no, I mean, yeah, you're preaching to the choir here. How about we fix some roads?
What would I want to spend our tax dollars on? Actually, the frickin' Holland Tunnel / any tunnel that goes to Brooklyn. I think this is why my Ubers to JFK costs like $150.
I think they need to make another tunnel. I think there needs to be another one.
Another tunnel.
Because there's way too much going on in these tunnels. Like we don't have enough tunnels.
Too much in the tunnels.
But have you ever thought about how they make a tunnel?
I do think about this quite often, actually.
Like, it really hurts my brain when I think too much about it. Like, how do they do that?
Correct. Yeah.
I don't get it. How do they do it and not have water in it?
Yeah. 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 I have no idea.
Do they use like, why do I feel like dynamite would be involved?
Well, oh, because they make it under the water, I guess.
Yeah, no. So, like, how do they do that? Have you thought about it?
Not as deeply as I am right now.
Can someone write in?
See, what I'm picturing is they make, like, a giant concrete cylinder that's hollowed out.
And they just, like, shove it.
And they just shove it in the ground.
They shove it in.
They just, like, drop it in the water.
Right? But, like, how does it not get water in it?
Well, I'm also like, I kind of want to know what it looks like at the bottom of the ocean. Like, what does the Holland Tunnel look like at the bottom of the ocean?
I don't want to know.
Well, every time I'm in the tunnel, I'm like, I literally say this in the car, I think every single time I'm in this tunnel, I'm like, what would happen if the wall just kind of like cracked and water just kind of like started flooding in here? Like,
yeah, my intrusive thoughts go there too.
Same. But I say it out loud. Really, guys, come on. Like, these tunnels are fucking old.
Yeah, but they must like fix them up every once in a while, right?
How are they going to fix them?
Just use a little gum.
Like, they can't close the Holland Tunnel.
Just use a little gum, put it in the hole.
Is that how you fix it?
Just, like, patch up the holes. All right, so
The moral of the story is I really saw nothing except for offices. I saw the Sydney Opera House. It was pouring down rain. I didn't get to see Bondi Beach. I was there for, like, basically half a day. Like, the fact that I flew 24 hours and was like, I gotta get the fuck out of this place.
Did you, like, just for fun, go on Raya when you were in Australia?
Oh, for sure. I actually, like, was gonna say, I desperately tried to find a one-night stand. I was like, I will fuck in Australia while I'm here.
And you didn't.
I didn't have time.
Come but
also,
on.
Like, also, like, I will say everybody there is really hot. And I was hot commodity. They were like, oh, look at this New Yorker. Like, they love a New Yorker in Australia.
They do.
But I wasn't staying in, like, the gay zone. So I met a few gays. So actually, one of the people that I went to dinner with was gay. And he was explaining to me, like, the gay geographies there. It's like, they call it the bubble, actually. So it's actually called the bubble there.
Wait, okay.
And it's like the gay bubble. Like, and all the gays live in this bubble.
How cute.
And so they make phrases like, oh, did you leave the bubble? Like, are you in the bubble? Like, I think they say that. But I was not in the bubble. I was in the straight zone. But I did peruse every app known to man. I, like, re-downloaded Grindr. I was like, I will find somebody. I was like, Tinder, Hinge, Raya. Like, I was running ship over there. Okay. I matched with a few. And actually, I will say this one guy that I matched with on Raya did say, like, let me know if you need a tour guide. And he was actually really cute.
Wait, that's adorable.
And there was just, like, literally not a single second for me to see him. So it kind of would have been, like, a situation of, like, me messaging him being like, hey,
I'm coming over.
I have no time to see you, but I will have sex with you, so you can come over.
Like, I'll give you 45 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you can have literally 45-minute block that I can't go to Bondi Beach. I will use to have sex with you.
You can have my in-between meetings. Yeah. You can have my lunch hour.
Correct.
And that's it.
I'm for lunch.
Oh, my God. Booked and busy.
I know. But I will say, I think I get to go back in October and then perhaps early next year.
Okay, so maybe you can go when it's summer there.
So October is like springtime. We're like peak spring. And then January is like peak summer.
Oh, amazing. So you should go back then and then you can actually go.
Exactly. That's what I'm hoping for.
To Bondi Beach.
That's what I'm hoping for. I want to I need to go see Bondi. I need to swim in that damn pool. I need to have sex with an Australian. Like, there are a lot of things on my list.
You have some unfinished business.
I have unfinished business in Australia for sure.
Okay.
So that's my Australia trip. What other updates do I have?
Are you ready for the move?
Oh my God, am I ready for the move?
Adam and Colby are moving.
Guys, it's so crazy. Like, so this soon. Month has blown by of me being a nomad. I'm so ready to move. I'm so excited to be roommates with Colby. I am opinionated. I've already been a little bit opinionated about our couch situation. I am happy that we have Colby's couch coming in. My concern is that our apartment is huge. And like our apartment is so substantially bigger than Colby's old apartment in terms of her living space that I'm like, Colby's couch is going to look like a like kid's playroom couch. You know what I'm saying?
But I think like that's a given. Like I feel like she knows that too. And
yeah, Colby's
just a starting place because couches, number one, are expensive. Number two, they take forever to come.
100%.
So it's good to have something there.
Mind you, Colby's the rational one in this relationship. Colby's like, we'll get in, we'll move in the furniture, and we'll kind of like piecemeal it. Like, we'll see what we need as we put furniture in there.
Yeah, because you don't want to get too much before you move in because yeah. What if you have a whole different direction you want to go in once you see like a few things in there?
Exactly.
And you're going to have your giant dining table that you've always talked about.
Can't wait for the dining table.
So maybe the couch should be a bit smaller.
Yeah. So Colby's like very rational about this whole thing. I'm like, we got to order furniture. It's got to be delivered on Monday, which is our move date. And Colby's like, literally just shut up and let me handle.
Well, Colby's bed frame's out in the hall. Did you see it when you came in?
No.
That big box next to the door is her bed frame.
Okay. Did not see. Did not notice.
It's hanging out there. She's like, yeah, I got to order a mattress too. I'm like, lay it on me. We're a storage space in here.
I mean, luckily, like, we'll have my bed. Like, my bed moves on Monday.
Well, I was like, Colby, you could just do an air mattress for a bit because... That's well,
she
like
can sleep with May.
Oh yeah, duh.
Like we, duh.
Literally, roomies. Literally, duh.
Come on.
Okay.
Interesting. So yeah. So we move on Monday, which is like literally 3 days away. Mind you, I fly to Maryland for a wedding on Friday. I go for 2 days. I come home Sunday night. We move Monday.
Yeah, but you're ready. You've already moved out.
Yeah, you're actually right.
Like you are literally. You don't have. An apartment right now. Like you Correct. Are staying at our friends. Like you, yeah. You are out.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I like paid for movers.
So like, what else is there to do? Like the thing is about moving, like you can't be too stressed. Cause there's so much. It's just like out of your hands that you just.
For sure. So I will say the one thing about movers. So I don't even know if I like gave the apartment like this update about when I moved out, but when I moved out of my apartment, I basically paid for movers to do the move for me. When I was moving out of the apartment, I didn't know what a mover is supposed to do. So I packed everything up. And then they came and they were like, what do you want us to pack? Like you paid for packing. And I was like, I didn't know what you guys were supposed to do. I've never done this before. Like I'm new here.
Yeah.
And so there ended up being like basically nothing to move. So I have like these boxes that I kind of packed and organized already. So everything's kind of ready to just like drop in the apartment and unpack.
So it's in storage. So
in storage.
They took all of your stuff
yeah.
and put it in storage.
I have like a suitcase, a duffel bag, my suit bag, and then like two bags of alcohol that I brought.
That's it?
That's it. In our friend's apartment.
I think that's how much... Oh, okay. So that's... Okay.
In storage?
I thought you were literally saying that is all you have to your name right now.
No.
And I'm like, there's absolutely no way in hell because you have so much stuff. And also, that is like approximately the amount of stuff I brought to the Hamptons for 2 weeks.
Correct. Yes,
I saw your packing situation. So there's no way that can be all of your belongings.
Okay, yeah, sorry. That's what I have for a month.
Okay, and that's great. That makes a lot of sense.
In storage, I have like bed, dresser, nightstand, rug. Like I got some stuff to like build out of a room at least.
Have you like made a mood board of like what your room's gonna look like, or have you done like a?
Have
do you
not have thought it, twice.
Do you know where like your bed's gonna go?
Nope. I don't even know the shape of my bedroom. I have not thought twice about any of this.
You haven't made a sketch?
Nope.
Oh my god.
I haven't even thought about it. I booked the move yesterday. We move in 2 days.
You guys are so crazy. Actually, Colby's not crazy. She's been planning this out for like a month.
Colby's been good. Colby's been good.
No, actually more than a month.
I just have not had a brain cell to dedicate to like this move. So I'm kind of like, I'm just going to, you know, the pieces will fall where they may.
You have been very busy.
The one thing I will say I'm stressed about is I have the rug coming in, like from my old bedroom. And actually it's a rug that you gave me. The ruggable. I don't think that the ruggable is like the vibe that I want anymore.
Okay.
So I'm kind of like, I don't really want it to come in to the apartment. Because like then I'm going to have to remove it, but it's coming.
You should hire junk removers. Well, actually, you could probably sell it, right?
Yeah. I think I might try to sell it.
Oh, never mind. I loved the day that I discovered that you can literally just call someone up to come and take your stuff away. If you have something that is unsalvageable, like you can't sell, or like if you have excess moving boxes, mm-hmm. like when we moved in here, like I unpacked like some of it like the day of, but we had all these huge ass Roadway moving boxes mm-hmm. filled with like all the filler crap, like the paper stuff, and I was worried about putting all that stuff out like in the recycling area for my Jamie, our porter, mm-hmm. to take away. I felt like guilty and bad that he would have to deal with all of that, mm-hmm. so then I just hired like 1-800 junk removal. They come and pick it up. You have to pay them, but they'll like take it away.
Oh my God.
Immediately. Like, if you ever have anything that's like, okay, I don't know what to do with this. I don't want to get fined by putting it out on the street because, like, you can't really do that.
Yeah.
Technically. Just hire a junk remover.
And how much does it cost?
Depends on how many things you have.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't bad. I think I paid, like, I think we had, like, literally 10 boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was like $50.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Which, really not bad. And they came, they did it so quick. All of a sudden they were here and they like came up.
Did their thing and jolted.
They were like gone in 5 minutes. That's and then so I could breathe again.
I was my own junk remover when I was moving out of the old apartment because we collected 7 years worth of junk. And yeah. Naturally the boys were worthless in helping me with the junk removal. So
you're the junk man.
I was the junk man. I was junk man in the apartment. We are on quite a high walk up, which I've obviously had an elevator and a doorman for 7 years. So unsure how I'll do with the walk up situation.
You and Colby are so fit though. Like it's going to be, you're going to be so used to it.
We're going to be so, no, I'm so excited. Like my ass is going to be amazing.
Yeah. Like there's, if you think about how many buildings there are in New York that are, that don't have elevators, which is like a lot of pre-war buildings, like don't have elevators.
Yeah.
Like, think about how many people, like, it's very normal to have a walk-up.
I'm just not used to it.
I have a walk-up.
I will say it's like, it's fifth floor, but there are four flights of stairs. So.
So it's like practically four flight, four.
Practically
four. Four floor walk-up.
Exactly. I'm honestly like, that's the other thing I'm stressed about for the movers is like, I've never seen movers deal with a walk-up before.
Well, you told them that you have a walk-up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They usually ask.
Because they price you out based on that. And I told them, I was like, look, the unit is on the fifth floor, but there are four flights of stairs.
You should just give them a very nice tip.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely tipped them well on the last one.
Yeah, definitely like give them a very nice tip. You should also like offer to buy them lunch.
Yeah, they're coming in between 3 and 6 p.m. Maybe I'll just buy them like a box of donuts or something.
Sweet you treat. Should. Yeah, yeah. We got our movers like pizza.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
Like so they could snack while they did things.
Maybe I'll get them some za.
And waters. Bottle waters.
Za is a little risky though, Kathy, because what if they get pizza grease on your stuff?
They didn't.
Okay.
Well, I didn't have them like they just did the furniture.
Okay.
Like unwrapped it, sure. Or whatever. But like the boxes, I was like, no, leave those. I'm going to deal with that.
Okay. Okay.
Because I like to, you know, I didn't know where things were going yet really at that point. Yeah, like okay. I'm like, I don't know where my cups are going.
Yeah.
You kind of have to live in the space for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair. I mean, we'll see. But I'm excited, long story short.
So what time, what day, what time are you moving? Monday?
Monday, 3 to 6 p.m.
On Labor Day?
On Labor Day.
You're laboring on Labor Day.
I'm laboring, well, somebody else is laboring for me because I paid for it.
Are laboring on Labor Day.
I get back to the city at midnight on Sunday night. I'm sleeping at our friend's for one last night.
And then on Monday at 3 o'clock?
Monday at 3 o'clock, movers are coming. Yeah.
Monday at 3 o'clock. Okay, cool. All right, I'll be here. Well, we're driving back from Vermont Monday morning.
Perfect.
I think Monday... I don't actually know how far away Vermont is. I think it's like 4.5 hours.
Okay, amazing. Our other friend Allie also was like, I'm here if you need help. So maybe we can have a little crew. We need a little party. We can like pop open like, I mean, I don't know.
I'll come like towards the tail end because yeah. I feel like in the beginning, it's like you don't want too many bodies in there, you know?
Yeah. I mean, our apartment's literally massive. So like,
yeah, but plenty of room. There's going to be a lot of boxes.
I think maybe like you guys can come. Maybe we can like. Go grab like an early dinner or something and celebrate after.
Okay, like
that'd
that
be
kind
of cute, like a 5 p.m.
Or we can like bring food over.
True. I mean, we won't have a table, so we'll have to sit on the floor.
Yeah, but that's like chic.
Oh, honestly, Colby and I really wanted to try the restaurant that's downstairs. So maybe what we can do is you guys can come over. Okay. We literally have an Italian restaurant right below our apartment.
I thought that was closed.
Oh, is it? I'd be so sad.
I know which one you're talking about that you guys wanted to go to, and I don't know if like it was the one with the chairs outside.
Yeah. Like, but, very Parisian?
Okay, well, we'll see.
We'll see. Okay, well...
I mean, it's up to you guys. It's your apartment.
Plan. I'll talk to Colby, but I mean, I think this would be a fun plan.
Okay, cute.
So we're excited, guys. I'm pumped.
What have we missed from your life? Okay, so you...
The people always want an update on my dating life.
Yeah, like, what's going on? Like, have you and my neighbor been texting? Like, what's going on?
No, and like, that's like how I prefer it. Like, I feel like, especially since we've gone on two dates, I'd prefer to not be texting somebody 24/7.
Yeah.
Like, we respond on Instagram... Like, have some Instagram banter. We text occasionally.
Okay.
But it's not like, I'm sure I'll see him. But, like, he also has a super demanding job.
So, both of you have demanding jobs. That's
we both have demanding jobs.
Perfect.
And he's obsessed with his job. I'm obsessed with my job. I've been traveling a lot for work. I feel like he's been traveling a lot. So, I think it's like, we'll see each other when we see each other. If we see each other again, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not pressed. Like, we didn't leave on non-amicable terms.
Yeah, and you haven't really left in general. It's just like...
Yeah, just like...
You're seeing what happens.
Exactly.
Okay.
I also like, I need to get back on the apps. I need to build up a roster. Like, I have been out of it. But guys, I'm positive the fall is my time. I have less travel, I think, unless it comes up last minute.
Yeah, I feel like once your travels slow down, that's when you need, because other, like, you don't have enough time or brain cells to dedicate to dating right now.
Correct. Yeah, my brain cells are spent.
You're in like the work zone, the moving zone.
Yeah,
you have a lot going on.
We get some stuff. We'll move. We'll like have a little bit less travel, and then we'll get back in the dating time.
Because dating
is good. Like, summer's hard anyway. Like, we were not here. Basically, we were gone the entire summer. You know,
that's totally fair. I feel like that's why they call it like hot girl summer, and then that's why they say like fall is cuffing season, because you have more time and it's colder, and
exactly. I'm confident that the fall will be my time.
Okay.
Honestly, some of my friends recently who have never had a significant other ever are all of a sudden like two or three dates. They're like, I think this is my person. All of a sudden dating.
That's all it really takes.
This happened to two of my friends lately.
Yeah.
So I've always been convinced, like, my theory about myself is that the first person, because I've never been in a relationship. I think people know that about me. Never been in a serious relationship. I'm always convinced that the first relationship I'll be in will be the last. Like, I'm convinced that the first person, because I'm so picky and particular. I mean,
that's kind of how I am, too.
Exactly.
Like, I literally had no boyfriend before Jack, and now here we are.
Exactly.
Living together. So.
And I'm convinced I'm going to have the same trajectory.
All it takes is, like, one person to.
But that's also why I'm so picky. And that's that on that, guys. Sorry I don't have any juicy dating updates. But anyways, I think that's all we have time for.
Yeah, I think we're at our...
We're tapped.
At our quota.
I'm literally talking like I drank a whole Celsius. I have had almost an entire cold brew, though, from Blank Street.
Your like speed of speaking in this episode has been like unmatched.
I know, guys. I'm really sorry.
It's okay. You gave us a lot. You packed a lot in.
Packed a lot in.
You've been in the hot seat,
If honestly. People listen to this on like 2x speed, like, I don't think they'd be able to hear what I'm saying.
They'd understand me, but not you.
For sure. And with that, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya. Bye.
Literally, what am I going to title this episode? Like, I don't even know what we're talking
Adam's
about.
Like, Adam's a freaking jackrabbit is what you're going to title it.